Well, we certainly have some interesting news for you today. Welcome to the Situation Update for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Mike Adams here, not on video today, because, of course, we've had crazy, ice storms in Central Texas. And so all the roads are covered with ice, which doesn't necessarily bother myself so much because I grew up in the Midwest. We always drove in ice and snow. But the local drivers don't know how to handle ice, just being honest. Southerners can't drive on ice without wrecking their vehicles all over the place. So I decided to stay off the roads. Yeah, hey, it's true. Look, if you don't have experience driving in ice, you're going to slide around and hit things. So anyway, I'm doing this audio only for today and tomorrow as well, because this crazy global warming ice storm seems to be getting, crazier by the day. That dang global warming, it puts a layer of ice on everything. All right, now we have quite a few interesting stories today, starting off with this high-level CDC, director, boss, whatever. We'll get the right title here. Apparently, a video has surfaced of her calling for white genocide in order to get higher vaccine compliance. She wants to have a, quote, solution to eliminate all white people in America. Now, we're going to get into that video. It's kind of freaky. But I also wanted to mention that we just released episode one of Breaking Point, the documentary series that I produced, and it's from Brighteon. We posted episode one on my channel on Brighteon.com. We've also posted the episodes on BitChute and Rumble and other platforms as well, also band.video. And it's great. Feedback has already been great. People are really loving it. It features Gregory Mannarino and Andy Schechtman and John Rubino and David Morgan and a whole lot of people. Good, informed people. Episode one is about the financial collapse. And it's, what is it, like 30-something minutes in duration, I think. Episode two, coming up next, is, food collapse, and then energy collapse follows that. So we're releasing these for free, perhaps one a week or so, give or take. And we have 12 episodes already recorded. We're in production on all 12 episodes, and these are subtitled as well. So for the hearing impaired, they can read the subtitles, or anybody who's a non-English speaker and isn't sure what the speakers are saying, they can read the subtitles, get some clarity. So anyway, check it out. You're going to love it. It's well done. Very timely message. And I will give you a piece of interesting trivia about this documentary series that no one else knows. And that is that all the recordings that are in this series, the recordings were done last August. Yeah. And yet the things that people are saying are coming true right now. That's what's amazing. So when you watch the people in this series, remember, they predicted this stuff last August, and they're right on the money, right on the money. Like Gregory Mannarino predicting that they're going to go to war. They're going to take us to escalation and have a war to distract us from the money problems, things like that. Definitely worth seeing. Again, Breaking Point is the name of the series. Now, let's go to this video that appears to show a Dr. Carol Baker being caught on film calling for a solution. And reportedly, she said this during the, quote, Achieving Childhood Vaccine Success in the U.S. That was a panel discussion that was reportedly sponsored by the National Meningitis Association in New York City. Now, this was covered by newspunch.com, but I think the video was first picked up by National File, and I'm not sure who gave it to them. I'm really not sure when this video was taken. I do know that this doctor, Carol Baker, she was appointed chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization. That appointment took place in 2009 under HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. That was under Obama. This woman is a Houston doctor. She was given an award by the Sabin Vaccine Institute in 2019. She was given the Albert B. Sabin Gold Medal that was sponsored in part, at a ceremony that was sponsored in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and also Pfizer. So she's connected to Pfizer. She's connected to Bill Gates. And she appears to be calling for genocide against whites. Let's give a listen. Here we go.
Footage has surfaced of a top CDC official saying that the elite should get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines. Dr. Carol Baker was caught on film describing what she calls a solution during a panel discussion in New York City.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
Whoa, what'd you think about that there, folks? She said, we'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States, and that'll solve the vaccine refusers problem. Now, I want to be clear here. Like I said before, you heard this. I don't know when that video was taken. It could have been 2010, 2011. It's not clear to me. And it's not covered in this story when it was taken. It's also kind of a short snippet. There was probably more context to whatever she was saying that we haven't seen yet. So again, kind of a short clip. She did clearly in that clip call for genocide against white people. But perhaps she followed it up with something like, oh, and that was a total joke, but I doubt it. I doubt it because, again, she's a CDC official, and these people actually believe in mass murdering humanity, right? They're part of the depopulation agenda. And remember, it's these kind of officials that have been given kill quotas. So for them to talk about genocide is not unusual. It's exactly what they've been tasked with achieving. And yeah, sure, there's white people that say no to the vaccines, but there's also plenty of black Americans that say no to the vaccines. In fact, I think black communities say no with a higher percentage of people than whites. If anything, white people tend to be a lot more gullible in believing false authority. And remember how the CDC had to specifically target black communities, like, you know, stop with your vaccine resistance. And here's a black baseball player telling you to get vaccinated. Oops, he died. Oh, here's a black basketball player. Oops, he collapsed. Here's a black MMA fighter. Oh, he died suddenly. Oh, and so they keep killing all these black athletes to try to convince black people to take the vaccine. You notice that? But you don't hear these officials like Dr. Carol Baker here. You don't hear her saying that she wants something like eliminating all blacks from America, right? Because that would sound crazy. But when she says just have to eliminate all whites, the people in the room are like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. It's just eliminate all the white people. Like somehow you can get away with saying that when you're in government today, just mass murder all the whites. So this is, again, a CDC-linked, Pfizer-linked, CDC Advisory Committee member or former member who worked under HHS, and they're openly calling for genocide against white people, or at least it appears so. It appears so. If some additional information about this video comes out that provides additional context, I'd be happy to bring that to you. And perhaps there will be now that attention has been brought to this. And whoever found this video, thank you for doing so. I regret I don't know who you are, or I'd be happy to give you credit. I'm kind of a stickler about giving people credit for this. I know Baxter Dimitri wrote this up at News Punch, but I don't know who gave it to him. So anyway, it's interesting. It does make you wonder, though, however, how do they plan to get rid of all the white people? You ever ask that question? Because, of course, the vaccines are the easy depopulation genocidal bioweapon, right? You know, anybody gullible enough to keep taking the vaccines, they're already committing vaccine suicide. And, you know, the globalists don't have to worry about them anymore because those people won't be around much longer. So how do they kill the people who refuse the vaccines? And specifically, how do they kill a bunch of white people who refuse vaccines? That's kind of a tough call. So here's how they're doing it. Food and energy infrastructure dismantling. There's your answer right there. Famine, mass starvation. And then with the energy takedowns, and then you have the collapse of the rule of law, you end up with riots and mass uprisings and violence in the cities. You defund the police. You release all the violent criminals out of prison, which is exactly what the Democrats are doing. Then you collapse the money supply and you just let the criminal element just, you know, burn through all these cities, killing white folks. And that's how they plan to kill white people: famine and violence. And will it work? For a lot of white people, sadly, it will, because there's a lot of snowflake white people out there in the cities who don't know anything about self-defense, anything about survival, anything about having a little extra cash, a little extra food, having a flashlight even. You know, how is it that people don't even carry flashlights? That's just, I mean, it is such an important utility tool. I mean, it's my everyday carry. I have a flashlight at all times, everywhere. How do people not have flashlights? I still don't understand that. But for whatever reason, a whole lot of, let's say, white city folk have become really easy for the globalists to kill. And those people will not survive long. But then, in addition to that, there are, of course, white country folk who are pretty much hard to kill, much harder to kill. And there are also, by the way, black country folk and black city folk. And I would say that most black Americans are almost by definition much harder for the globalists to kill than they would like to achieve, you know, than the globalists would like to achieve. And that's why they roll out so much abortion in the black communities, because, you know, if the black child grows up into a young adult, then the globalists have a real hard time killing that person at that time. They'd rather get them before they're born, hence the abortions. But for white people, a lot of white people are still relatively easy for the globalists to kill at any age, because they're so, I don't know, so apathetic, so kind of weak and unprepared for reality, living in their delusional city worlds or what have you. So at least that's my take on things. You know, I'm talking about the soy boy variety, the metrosexuals drinking their lattes. Their survival timeline is pretty much close to zero in any kind of emergency, whereas sort of country folks, no matter what their color or ethnicity, they're much harder to kill. And that's part of the strategy here, of course. Be hard to kill. Be hard to kill. Because obviously we're all being targeted. There is extermination. I mean, there you had this CDC advisory committee gal openly admitting it and even saying she wants to kill white people. Doesn't she look white? And is she talking about herself too? I mean, she looks pretty white to me. I mean, that gal's so white, I'm pretty sure she was giving a speech at a saltine cracker festival or something. I mean, she's as white as you could possibly be. And yet she's there talking about all we gotta do is kill more whites. Really? Wow. But remember, technically, she's not saying all whites. She's just saying she wants to kill the whites. I guess this is implied. She wants to kill the whites who refuse the vaccines. Now, if you're white and you take the vaccines, she's fine with you because you're killing yourself, right? But if you're white and you refuse the vaccines, then she wants to kill you off. Just get rid of all the whites. Wow. And by the way, this is on top of course, that Pfizer director, what's his name? I just call him Gay Pharma Bro, who was exposed by Project Veritas, you know, a few days ago. And look how fast YouTube scrubbed that video, huh, by the way? Just like we knew was going to happen. Oh boy, Google got to work really fast, memory-holding that guy, right? What was his name, like Jordan Tristan Walker or something? They memory-hold that guy? Like, he's vanished from the internet now. It only took about, 48, 72 hours, something like that. They got rid of him fast because he admitted that Pfizer was essentially planning on gain-of-function work to, what do you say, to enhance the, what do you say, the power or the potency of the virus? What was, forgot his exact words, but basically gain-of-function, make the virus more dangerous as part of their vaccine marketing strategy, you know. And Babylon Bee, by the way, had a really good story. They came out and said, Pfizer's CEO announces that their vaccine is now 90% effective against the variant that they created and released. That's about right. That is their marketing strategy, apparently. But that Pfizer director, Walker, is pretty much admitting to crimes against humanity. At least that's what I heard when I heard him talking or watched him talking on camera. And then here you have the CDC official calling for anti-white genocide, folks. So not a conspiracy theory. It's in their own words, isn't it? They say it all on camera. By the way, if they thought that there were a lot of vaccine refusers back in 2009 or whenever this video was filmed, wait till they try it now. The resistance against vaccines is 100 times stronger today. You know, back then, a lot of people could be talked into vaccines. Like, okay, I'll take the flu shot, you know, whatever. Today, people are like, oh, you're not going to jab that in me. If you try it, you got something coming. Get your hands off me. Get your needles away from me. Get your toxic medicine out of my face. People will defend their lives against these toxic, deadly vaccines at this point. You know why? Because they've seen how many people have been killed. Because, of course, the CDC genocide is well underway. People are dropping dead all over the country, all around the world. Millions, actually, globally, tens of millions at this point are dead because of this mRNA jab. The genocide is underway. The resistance is much stronger now than it ever has been. Hence, their need to escalate this to the next level, which is pretty much what we talk about every day. The next level being, you know, food scarcity, collapsing the energy system, the power grid, collapsing the industrial base of Western Europe, basically sending, you know, Western nations back into the dark ages. It's going that direction rapidly. I got a video to show you today from Portland that's just mind-blowing. It just looks like a Mad Max scene at this point, certain parts of Portland anyway. But yeah, they're going to keep shutting down everything until they just starve people out, kill people off, going to collapse the economy and then collapse the currency, unleash mass violence, all of it. And then they're going to see, you know, how many people actually survive all that. It's going to be people like you and I that survive all that, but a lot of them, obviously, the oblivious masses will not. Now, I want to play a different video for you, kind of a change of subject here, thank goodness. And this is from a really fun account on Twitter called Clown World. Good job, Clown World. Your stuff is really awesome. And Clown World posted the following video I'm going to play for you. And it's called, I'm calling it the Sip and Fill video. And in this video, it's only about 40 seconds. It features a black man at like a Quick Trip or a convenience store of some kind. And he keeps filling his cup with the soda or the lemonade, and he keeps drinking it and filling it back up, just standing there. And I guess the clerk or somebody who works there gets all freaked out about this for some reason and really goes to town on this black guy who is super chill. And so what to observe from this is how chill this black guy is. He doesn't have a care in the world about this dude. And that's a survival trait, actually. It's a survival mechanism where the crazy frenzied dude that's talking in this, who you don't see because it's his, you know, point of view here, he's losing his mind for some reason over somebody drinking extra iced tea. I mean, who cares? But anyway, check this out.
This is the third time I've seen you sip and fill. Sip and fill. That's cheating me out of my money.
How much did that cost? How much was that right here?
It doesn't matter. You're two times fucking me because you're drinking one cup here, one cup when you get home, and look at you. You look, don't put the ice because you want more.
Look, what I'll do is I'll buy two cups
right now. Let that fucking button go.
That's three cups worth, right? That's four, right? How many cups have you? What does it have to have? Is that enough?
Is that funny or what? Now, here's what's funny to me. So the black guy there, first of all, he's a comedian. I mean, he's really quite funny, and he's super chill. He's not freaking out. He's not being violent, and he offered to pay for extra cups, by the way. So it's not exactly stealing or shoplifting. He's offering to pay for extra cups. What's funny is the clerk, like, losing his mind, totally flipping out over this because, you know, people are snapping over the small things. It doesn't matter that somebody's drinking extra cola. I mean, look at all the other videos out there of people just mass looting stores and just cleaning out the shelves and stealing everything in sight. this black dude's not doing that. He's just overfilling his cup and offering to pay for another cup, you know? But this is just indicative of the society and what craziness we're seeing. And, you know, people, we got to learn to de-escalate these situations. Again, I know the black guy's kind of provoking this somewhat, but the clerk is hilarious. Really, seriously, calm down, man. It's just Coca-Cola. It's just water anyway. I love how the clerk even complained that the guy wasn't using ice so that he gets more cola. And it looks like it's a 7-Eleven or something. But anyway, sip and fill, sip and fill. You know what that sounds like? Sounds like a comedy pair. You know, instead of Diamond and Silk, sip and fill. That could be quite a tag team routine right there. These two could do comedy. Okay, but I have something even better for you also from the Clown World channel on Twitter. And this one's really good. It turns out that these EV stations, charging stations, you know, for charging electric vehicles in Seattle, these EV stations are down because copper thieves just drive up to them and they steal the copper wiring. They just, I don't know, take a giant cutting tool or something and they just rip off the copper. And the copper that they steal is reportedly worth just a few dollars, maybe 10 bucks, according to this news report. But to repair these cables for these EV charging stations takes a couple of grand, you know, because labor and installation and everything else. So copper thieves are just going to start running around stealing all the wire from these charging stations, because it's easier to steal these wires than it is to try to steal gasoline from a gas pump, which is actually, it's more difficult to do that, right? It's tricky to do that. You can't just open up the ground and you know, put a pump into the tanks that are under the parking lot and start pumping it out. Like, people are going to notice. It's going to take you a while. You know, you're going to get caught. Now check out this news report.
Sitting right in front of those charger stations by Seattle City Light. Now, I'm being told it could cost up to about $2,000 just to replace the cables. These chargers in West Seattle have been offline since December after the cables were stolen. Jen Strang with Seattle City Light says this has been a problem on the rise. Seattle City Light says 8 charging stations of theirs have been hit, and they believe it has to do with the copper in the cables.
They are taking the metal and they are turning it in for monetary gain.
Now, the funny thing about this is that copper, of course, is going to get a lot more expensive over time. It's going to trend in that direction, even though it may jump around. But all these commodities are going to get more expensive because of the collapse of global trade. And also, by the way, the collapse of the value of the U.S. dollar that's going to be used to try to purchase things like copper. And the fact that, you know, copper smelting operations are pretty much all shut down in Western Europe at this point. And you're not getting copper out of a lot of countries because of, well, war and economic problems and trade problems, transportation problems, and so on. So as copper gets more and more valuable, these charging stations are going to be basically like copper ATMs in the minds of the thieves. So good luck charging your cars there when there's no copper. All right, there's one more video I want to show you. This one's from Portland, Oregon. And this is, I don't know, it's been turned into like Trailerville, Camperville, right by the railroad tracks. Almost a shanty town type of setup. It's only about a 30-second video, but check out what Portland, Oregon looks like today, or at least parts of it.
Portland. I made himself his own driveway over there. Like, this is someone's vehicles. This used to be so beautiful. And then, like, not that we get you help. Just blocks of campers.
I don't know if you could see that as that play, but one of those campers had an attached, what looks like a 10 by 10 foot chain link dog kennel on the end of it. It was kind of hard to see, but it's there. A dog kennel. Man, these people are really moving in. So remember me pointing this out, that a lot of people who used to be homeowners are going to move into vehicles or campers. And then if that doesn't work out, or they run out of money on that, they're going to go to tents. And you see that in this video. You see quite a few tents in there too. So a lot of people are going to be living in their vehicles and trailers and tents. And this is going to increase in all of the Democrat-run cities, of course, because as you know, when Democrats run a city, they run it into the ground. And they, frankly, look, they've turned major cities in America into bleep holes. We'll just call them crap holes, like total crap holes. San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, on and on. They've turned it into just a horrific mess of trash and addicts and violence and prostitution. And it's the total downfall of society, folks. This is not going to reverse itself. This is going to go into a total collapse scenario. And then there'll be a recovery at some point on the other side of it after a massive die-off. And that's why I've said in my Breaking Point documentary series that so many things are collapsing. You know, episode one, it's about financial collapse. Episode two, food collapse, I think. And yeah, episode three is energy collapse and so on. In fact, you know what? Let me play a little bit for you here, just a few minutes so you get a flavor of it. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So here we go. Just the beginning of episode one of Breaking Point. Check it out. Welcome to Breaking Point, a Brighteon.com exclusive video series featuring the top thinkers and analysts of our time. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, a free speech video platform, but you won't be hearing much from me today. This series highlights the critical messages of people like John Rubino, David Morgan, David Dubin, Judy Mikovits, Gregory Mannarino, Michael Snyder, Zach Voorhees, and many others, all of whom carry an urgent warning for humanity, that we are at the breaking point for human civilization. And if we don't come to our senses and pivot now, we simply won't make it. Civilization cannot continue on this current trajectory. And the future of our world, for all of us, is what's at stake. Each of the 12 episodes is released for free at Brighteon.com over the next few months. Here are the 12 topics we cover. Financial collapse, food collapse, energy collapse, vaccines, supply chains and logistics, depopulation, World War III, collapse of the rule of law, artificial intelligence and big tech, the spiritual war against humanity, censorship and oppression, and the Great Reset. In each episode, you'll hear uncensored talk about the nature of the challenges humanity is facing, along with potential solutions that can help see us through these tribulations if we are wise enough to correct our course right now. All episodes are being posted on Brighteon, Rumble, BitChute, and other platforms, and we invite you to repost these episodes on your own channels across multiple platforms. Today, we bring you Chapter 1, Financial Collapse. The world is facing the end of the era of fiat currencies, money printing, and debt-based economic growth. Inflation is eviscerating savings and incomes, and widespread civil unrest will present unprecedented challenges to the integrity of nations. Today, we hear from top experts and analysts like John Rubino, David Morgan, Gregory Mannarino, Bill Holter, Andy Scheckman, and many more. Welcome to Breaking Point, Episode 1, Financial Collapse.
This story begins in 1971, when most of the world's governments were on something called the gold standard, which was a monetary system that limited how much new currency any given government could create. And governments, of course, hated this because they want to be able to invade their neighbors and buy elections and do all the other things that, that governments do. And finally, in 1971, the U.S. broke the last link between the world's currencies, now called fiat currencies, because they exist only by government decree or fiat and aren't backed by anything.
What nation doesn't want to have the world reserve currency, okay, or a basket of various currencies used as a world reserve? What are we seeing here for many, many years? We're watching a race to the bottom with regard to fiat currencies, these central banks trying to outpace each other, but they're all working together at the same time. But eventually, how I do see this playing out, this is another major world war, and that this would be the fuel for it, would be to, again, threaten the petrodollar. What have we done to establish the petrodollar? We fought in entire wars. We continue to fight wars about that. Vietnam was really to establish the petrodollar, the fiat monetary system, to get that going. How many people died with regard to that? It's always the same story. It always leads to the demise of people to support a system that has been twisted and perverted into something hideous.
All right, that's just a little taste of that. It's 32 minutes in total duration. You can check out the rest of that episode on Brightian.com and other platforms. I think you'll really enjoy it. And of course, we've got a lot more coming. We've got something new also and very exciting at the Health Ranger store. Remember how I mentioned we have this new liposomal product line there, and how it's funny. I had, when we were formulating this, it took us almost 2 years to get these formulated. I'll just tell you, we have now, as of today, we have liposomal glutathione, liposomal D3 plus K2, liposomal non-GMO vitamin C, and more. You can check these out. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, and frankly, just type in liposomal if you want. You can search for liposomal, but it took us a couple of years to get these formulations right because there were many problems with most of the liposomal products on the market, and the manufacturers and formulators, they had major problems. Number one, almost all the liposomal products we've seen in the marketplace use either sodium benzoate or potassium sorbate as essentially preservatives. And we didn't want any of that in our formulations. So we were able to get those removed. Our partners who manufactured this for us, they went through a reformulation process and some long duration testing on that as well. And then there's the taste factor. A lot of the liposomal products that I've tasted before, as I mentioned, they tasted to me like dirty socks. And nobody wants to chew on dirty socks, except maybe your dog. Maybe your dog likes that. But even your dog's probably like, yuck, after a while, that's crazy. How long you been wearing these socks? What's going on with you? But we made these taste quite good, even though a glutathione, by the way, is not the best tasting substance. But check out these formulations, the liposomals, now at healthrangerstore.com. You'll find the ingredients are clean. And of course, they've all undergone our lab testing for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, all that. And non-GMO, they're certified non-GMO, actually validated that way. And then they don't rely on these ingredients that we seek to avoid, such as sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate. And thank you in advance, by the way, for your support. You're going to find a lot of great products at healthrangerstore.com. Hey, by the way, we saw a lot of activity on Twitter today of people asking Elon Musk to unblock my account, but also to unblock, more importantly, Brightian.com video URLs. Currently, you can't share Brightian video links on Twitter. You can't even put Brightian.com in a Twitter post, in a tweet. You can say Brightian, but not Brightian.com. It won't even let you. So keep the pressure on for them to unblock Brightian.com links so people can share Brightian videos. Thank you for your support. It's having an effect. I think that once the right people are made aware of this inside Twitter, they will unblock Brightian.com links, and then, that's good for free speech for things like this documentary, for example, and your videos and other people's videos. We've got a lot of great videos on Brightian. Okay, next, let me show you this. This is a great video from Retzef Levy. He is a doctor. He may be Israeli, or he interacts with Israeli people or the Israeli government. I'm not exactly sure, but he's a doctor, and he's calling for halting all mRNA vaccines. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but check out a couple of minutes of this video because it's very compelling. This is another one of the doctors that got red-pilled about this and has come out and said it's time to stop the mass killing via vaccines. Check this out.
Hi, my name is Retzef Levy, and since 2006, I'm a faculty member at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I have more than 30 years of experience as a practitioner and an academic in using data and analytics to assess and manage risk, particularly in the context of health systems health policies, as well as the management of safety and quality of manufacturing of biologic drugs. I'm filming this video to share my strong conviction that at this point in time, all COVID mRNA vaccination program should stop immediately. They should stop because they completely failed to fulfill any of their advertised promise regarding efficacy. And more importantly, they should stop because of the mounting and indisputable evidence that they cause unprecedented level of harm, including the death of young people and children. I personally became concerned with the vaccine safety around middle of 2021, when it became known that the mRNA vaccines cause myocarditis and inflammation of the heart. Since myocarditis is known to be hard to diagnose because it often has vague symptoms or can even be subclinical with no symptoms, it's also known to be a frequent cause of out-of-the-hospital sudden cardiac arrest, especially among young people, I was very concerned that it will not be detected by the existing vaccine safety surveillance systems. Motivated by that, we decided to analyze the Israel National EMS data to see if there are any signals of increased out-of-the-hospital adverse events. The analysis of the EMS calls and diagnosis data from 2019 throughout the first half of 2021 revealed some very concerning signals. We detected an increase of 25% in the calls with cardiac arrest diagnosis among ages 16 to 39 in the first half of 2021, exactly when the vaccination campaign in Israel was launched.
All right, we're going to stop it there. Obviously, he goes on. He's got a lot more to say, but it gets technical. You get the overall idea. Here's a researcher at MIT with access to this Israeli data, and he's come to the conclusion that they've got to stop the mRNA injections immediately. Yep, well, more and more people are figuring it out. That is, if they're not already dead. That's the thing. So many people are dying that, a lot of those who might come to their senses are killed before they do so. So there you go. Now, there was a book that actually predicted all of this. It was written in 1992, and I caught this article on InfoWars. It says, shocking, 1992 book predicts current world crises, points to post-industrial world by 2050. And that article goes on, it says, the 1992 conspiratorial book, it's going viral after it predicted current post-industrial events in the world today. It's called The Conspirator's Hierarchy, The Committee of 300. That's the title of the book. And I just purchased the book online, by the way. It was written by John Coleman, a man who once claimed to have worked for the CIA and MI6. Coleman learned by the early 90s that an international committee spearheaded by the Bilderberg Group and Western intelligence agencies was going to guide the world toward a post-industrial hellscape controlled by technocrats who came to influence during the Carter administration. And in the book, it says, quote, at least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. So, and there we go. That's exactly what's happening right now. Look, we're watching the deindustrialization of Europe. America is collapsing into deindustrialization. I mean, the industrial base of America it's already gutted. It's already collapsed. The whole thing is just being propped up with, money printing and smoke and mirrors in Washington. But from the book, let me read some passages for you here. Again, this is from Dr. John Coleman, 1992. He says, euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 That's the quote I read earlier. Through epidemics, wars, and rapid acting diseases and starvation. He goes on to write, energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Western Europe is being dismantled. Energy shutdown, right? The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. The Asian ethnicities, by the way, they do tend to obey authority almost in a cult-like fashion in certain places, like, let's say, North and South Korea, both, right? He goes on, from time to time, there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300. After the destruction of housing, auto, steel, and heavy goods industries, there shall be limited housing, and industries of any kind allowed to remain shall be under the direction of NATO's Club of Rome, as shall all scientific and space exploration development, limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300. Space weapons of all former nations shall be destroyed along with nuclear weapons. And it says that all pharmaceutical products, doctors, dentists, and healthcare workers will be registered in the central computer data bank, and no medicine or medical care will be prescribed without express permission of regional controllers responsible for each city, town, and village, and so on. That's all that we have right now from that book, but I ordered the book, so I'm going to check it out and see what else it says. But folks, was that 30 years ago? Already knew that this is exactly where it's going, and this is precisely what we're seeing. The sabotage of the food infrastructure, shutdowns of energy, war, geoengineering weather weapons to cause droughts and crop failures, terraforming to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere in order to cause more global famine and crop failures, you know, nuclear war coming with Russia, global reset, financial collapse. They're taking away the infrastructure upon which humanity exists. And then you have this CDC official we played earlier calling for white genocide. You know, just kill off all the white people and replace them with migrants. You know, in order to get vaccine compliance. Folks, it's all coming true. It's all happening right in front of our eyes. Now, the financial collapse, of course, is all engineered into this system. And the Wall Street Journal even had a story on this over the last day. Here it is. The U.S. consumer is starting to freak out. You don't see that kind of title from the Wall Street Journal almost ever. The U.S. consumer is starting to freak out. They say the flush savings accounts and cheap credit that helped keep Americans spending at high rates since 2020 are disappearing, it turns out. The article says the engine of the U.S. economy is starting to sputter. Retail purchases have fallen in three of the past 4 months. Spending on services, including rent, haircuts, and the bulk of bills, was flat in December. Sales of existing homes in the U.S. fell last year to their lowest level since 2014, and the auto industry posted its worst sales year in more than a decade. And by the way, auto sales are collapsing right now. I mean, just collapsing. And repos are going insane on the used vehicles, just like we talked about what happened. There are repo operations, you know, repossession, that can't even keep up now. There's too many vehicles on the list. Not enough repo men, they're mostly men who do this job, not enough repo men to go out and get the vehicles. It's starting to get insane. The article goes on to explain that consumer spending accounts for roughly 70% of the economy. And if you don't have free money coming your way every day, you know, stimulus money and whatever else, bailout money, then, you know, if you actually have to go to work and earn it, then it's much harder to get money and actually buy stuff. So spending will continue to fall. And you've probably heard the stories that very few people in America now, I mean, percentage-wise, even have $1,000 for emergencies. They don't have any spare cash. They They don't have an extra month's rent on hand. They spend every last dime that they have, often on just silly things too. By the way, it's not a good scene. A lot of people are not good money managers, and they're falling behind more and more. And that's why there's so much, you know, desperation being seen in all of this. Because, you know, of course, economic collapse is part of the plan, mass bankruptcy, mass destitution, homelessness, again, living in trailers and tents, and then the violence and, you know, more vaccines, all of it. But war is part of this, as Gregory Mannarino was saying earlier in that snippet there from Breaking Point. War is part of this. And there was a story on this on Zero Hedge about a 4-star Air Force general, General Mike Minahan, head of Air Mobility Command. He said that we're going to be in a war with China in 2025. He said the U.S. will be at war with China in 2 years, and he tells them to get ready. He's talking to officers. He tells the officers to get ready by firing a clip at a target and aim for the head. Now, that's frightening that he thinks a gun magazine is called a clip. So you can tell when these military leaders are politicians and not actual military men, when they use the wrong language to describe firearms parts. Nobody in the firearms world says, give me an extra clip. No, that's the kind of thing said by people who don't know anything about guns. You know, regular people, like firearms owners, like, give me a magazine, not a clip. They're not called clips. But anyway, this general, who doesn't obviously know anything about firearms, he's got 500 planes under his command and 50,000 service members under the Air Force. He thinks it's a clip. Oh, that's frightening. He told commanders in this speech to, quote, consider their personal affairs and whether a visit should be scheduled with the servicing base legal office to ensure that they are legally ready and prepared. Does he mean prepared to die? That's what it sounds like. He says that Beijing is probably going to move against Taiwan between now and 2025, and it's going to trigger a large U.S. military response. And then he said the following, which I'm going to perform for you in a Southern drill sergeant voice because it just seems highly appropriate. He said that everybody listening to him should have a fortified, ready, integrated, and agile joint force maneuver team ready to fight and win inside the first island chain. See, that came off just right. General Minahan issued this order requiring that all major efforts in preparation for a coming fight with China should be reported to him directly by February 28th. Okay. And then we have this memo. He released the memo where he says the U.S. is going to be at war with China by 2025. Oh, here it is. In the memo, Section 6 in February, he says that all AMC-aligned personnel and with weapons qualifications will, quote, fire a clip into a 7-meter target with the full understanding that unrepentant lethality matters most. Aim for the head. Now, where to begin? First of all, 7-meter target, that is a large target. Is he talking about a 7-meter diameter target? Or does he just not know how to write in a way that would indicate the target is 7 meters away? Maybe that's what he means, right? 7 meters away. But he said, you have to fire a clip into a 7-meter target. Again, it's not a clip. And he should probably specify, you know, is it like an 18-inch target at seven meters away? But he says it's a 7-meter target. If you can't hit a 7-meter target with a handgun, you've been sitting behind a desk way too long. This is just pathetic. Aim for the head is also really bad advice for military engagements. The head is a small target. It's a moving target. It's difficult to hit. You don't train soldiers to aim for the head. You train them to shoot center mass. I mean, obviously. But I don't know what emptying a clip into a 7-meter target has to do with the Air Force, by the way. What, you think you're just going to send American Air Force personnel to China? It's like, go get them. Here, have some clips. It's not going to work that way. You're going to need nukes, actually, to beat China. And I have some advice for the military. If you want to beat China, maybe you should investigate the rigged 2020 election first and take America back from the Chinese infiltrated illegitimate government regime that's currently dismantling the military. How about that? There's an answer for you. Very simple. Fix the election, you fix America, you see. Give us back fair and free elections, and the American people, with the right candidates, will solve this problem. We wouldn't be in this mess if not for stolen elections in the first place, obviously. Changing the subject here to cryptocurrency real quick, because the White House is now targeting crypto. I decided to pull up my crypto wallet because I wanted to buy something that's actually discounted when you buy it with Bitcoin. That's interesting. Some retailers offer that. So I brought up my wallet, which I haven't opened for many months, just to see, like, do I have any Bitcoin laying around in there? Like some little fractions or something. Grand total of 89 cents of crypto is what I have, and it's actually in Ethereum. So I own 89 cents worth of Ethereum, and that's the grand total of all the crypto that I hold. So I guess I'm going to have to actually load up a little bit of Bitcoin to make this purchase that I want to make. I do like to use Bitcoin for purchases, but I like even better Monero, which I've talked about before. Monero is a privacy coin. And what I love about Monero is using it to purchase like VPN services, things like that, because it's totally private. It's a zero-knowledge cryptocurrency transaction system. I think Monero should be like the crypto that is used by everyone. It fulfills the promise that Bitcoin did not fulfill, which was, you know, privacy. I mean, you got to have privacy these days, especially with the government trying to shut all this down. So now you have the White House saying that they got to go after these privacy coins. You know, can't have privacy when you're a citizen. They got to get rid of those. After all, somebody might abuse it, you know, like, oh, I don't know, they might send $115 billion worth of money to Ukraine and get kickbacks and everything using privacy coins. Oh, wait, no. Oh, that's the way the Department of Defense works. I'm sorry. No privacy needed, because they're doing it right all out in the open and just ripping off Americans left and right, not even trying to hide it. Get ready for World War III, folks. That's all I'm saying. You know, this Air Force general, he may not understand firearms, but he's probably correct about war with China in the next 2 years, if not sooner. So definitely get prepared in every way that you can. A couple of final notes here today. I've got an interview with Dr. Andrew Huff that's about to roll, so watch for that on my channel. I've also got an interview that I filmed last week with Randall Carlson, who's part of the group of scientists that are, of course, investigating the comet impact theory. He was on Joe Rogan's show the day before, and then he came into my studio the next day, and we're going to be rolling that out very soon. Fascinating interview. Want to remind you, too, check censored.news for the headlines of what I'm going to cover. I'm posting them there in real time throughout the day, and I'm actually the one that's doing that posting right now. So yeah, censored.news. The top section is all the headlines I've put there, and then beneath that are the automated spidered headlines from something like 45 plus censored websites across the internet. But if you look at the breaking news headlines that I post there, you'll see what I have coming, what I'm going to be talking about. So check all that out, enjoy that. And then also brighteon.social is where you can find just amazing posts throughout the day. If you go to brighteon.social, you can click on trending, for example, to kind of see the top posts or the top stories of the day. A lot of great stuff there. And also want to mention there's an effort underway by Congressman Andrew Clyde. He has made an announcement that he's going to be working to override the ATF pistol stabilizer rule using the Congressional Review Act. So that effort is underway right now. The ATF rule has not yet been published that I'm aware of. And remember, there's 120 days that you have after they publish the rule until something like 10 million gun owners in America are turned into instant felons, according to the ATF, who will claim that you now own a short-barreled rifle. So, of course, members of Congress are fighting back. Representative Andrew Clyde is one of them. That's great news. There are also lawsuits that are being filed. I will keep you posted on the ATF situation because, of course, I own some of these pistols with stabilizing braces. And I guess if it doesn't get, you know, overthrown or something, I guess in 120 days, I'm going to have to remove the stabilizers and end up with just AR-15 pistols, I suppose. I don't know. We'll see what happens between now and then, but I will keep you posted all the way. So that's about a wrap for today. As always, I thank you for your support, and I urge you to get prepared. Stay informed, spread the news, get prepared. Check out Brighteon.tv for other shows by other hosts, and also BrighteonRadio.com. We've got Sherry Tenpenny joining us shortly here on Brighteon.tv, and also, by the way, Ann Vandersteel will be launching a new show with us as well. Those are two great gals that are going to do just an amazing job. I can't wait. And we couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for all your support. And until tomorrow, I'm Mike Adams. Take care. God bless you all. Thank you for everything. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.